This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening tomorrow. Aviva Health with their annual Vets and Their Pets event. CEO Casey Bolton, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
So talk about, first off, why you do what you do right before Veterans Day.
You know, it's our honor to serve those who've served, and one of the things about Douglas County that folks, I think, know is there's a higher percentage of vets here in Douglas County, partially because of the VA, but just also because of it's a great place to live and retire.
And talk about your background in service.
I spent 28 years on active duty. I had a few years in the reserves in Army medicine. I was an administrator. I love what I did, but I'm also excited to be retired and doing what I'm doing now.
So where did your military career take you?
Mainly in Texas. Texas is kind of a hub for Army medicine. I also served at Fort Lewis, Washington, Fort Wainwright, Fort Hood, Texas, but San Antonio was one of the main assignments.
And what was kind of maybe a highlight of being in the military for you?
Gosh, there's so many. I think being able to be with a team and take care of folks in harm's way and do that well, I think just maybe not one thing that stands out, but knowing that your team is making a difference.
And what led you to Aviva?
I think that's a longer answer than we have time for this morning.
So you've been here for how many years?
I've been here a little over 7.
And so you have the event tomorrow. What all is going to be going on?
So it's our usual array of things that are at no cost to the veteran. That's one of the, when we put this in place, that was one of the, our stipulations. So there will be a massage therapist there helping folks relax. There'll be things for the pets. There'll be tchotchkes for the pets, like a bandana. But food, free food, there'll be lunch. I'll be serving lunch. My team and I will be grilling and handing out the food and thanking folks for their service. And people can just drop by. You don't need to have a pet with you. We want you to be a veteran. We're not going to turn anyone away. If they want to get some lunch there, we'll serve food until we run out.
And you've got a number of folks that are going to be out there with information for people about different services available, right?
Absolutely. We'll have our outreach team talk folks through if they need to talk about insurance. It's not about enrolling at Aviva. It's about getting access to care. So we'll give everyone kind of options for them that they may want to look at, and that's part of it as well.
One of the things that you've worked on is getting more doctors to come to the area through your residency program. How's that working?
It's working fantastically. We, as you know, we graduated our first class not too long ago of 8 doctors who all passed their board exams. I'm happy to say tomorrow a lot of the residents are joining us to volunteer and be out there amongst the veterans and just interact with them. So that's going to be very fun.
And you have got folks in this program that have come from almost everywhere, right?
Literally anywhere that has a medical school that meets the U.S. standards for transfer here in the United States. We have folks assessed through those programs, yes.
And we'll talk about one of the challenges of providing health care is sometimes getting providers to these rural areas. And while for a lot of people, maybe they don't look at Roseburg as rural, but you look at the Umpqua Valley as a whole, certainly an overall rural area compared to a place like Eugene or Salem, et cetera.
It completely is, and it goes beyond do we have a Trader Joe's or not. It really comes down to what options are there for families to raise a family and schools and all the other things.
All right. So again, what time tomorrow?
So it's 11 to 3. It will be there rain or shine. As they say in the military, if it ain't raining, you ain't training. So we'll be out there wearing our gear and ready to say thank you to our veterans.
All right. Casey Bolton from Aviva Health. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.